I knew you like it. It's written all over your face. Don't fight it. You like it more than I like it. So put it all over your face.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio, and we've got great shows coming together for the next couple of weeks. We've got some astonishing stuff to talk about. More important than the discussion we're going to have in just a second, my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, when we talk about the confessions of a farmer. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. George Tuliatos, all the way from Athens, Greece. He's got a lot of things he wants to talk about, everything from age management to hormone replacement therapies and stuff. The guy is brilliant. So I'm just going to let him ramble. And I said, hey, whatever's on your mind, we'll talk about. That's a little bit later in the show. Without further delay,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J, don't I sound more relaxed? Seriously.
You do, man. You even look more relaxed in the pictures and stuff you've posted.
Everybody needs to get to the beach. Dr. J and I were just talking about this, because don't forget, when Dr. J was a professional bodybuilder, he was living at the bodybuilding Mecca out in Los Angeles, California. That's Venice Beach. And so, you know, he's one of the guys. He didn't go get a spray gold tan. He laid out on the beach and got his tan.
Oh, man. I laid out year-round. I mean, people who were like natives were like, what are you doing at the beach in December? I'm like, it's 75, 80 degrees, man.
Yeah, who cares if it's December? Who cares, right?
Yeah, and then, you know, if it was too cold at the, you know, if it was too windy or something at the beach, there was a swimming pool that used to let me come in this hotel, and I would lay there, so, you know.
Still got your sun, because I'm sure they had, like, the glass roof, right? So you still got your sun.
They did. So, well, it was just that it was enclosed. The roof was open.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you just didn't have all the wind and stuff, and we had our own private little place, but yeah.
So today's show is exciting. I'm really excited about this show.
Yeah.
You kind of alluded to this show a couple shows ago. You found yourself someplace in a waiting room or something like that and got to talk to a farmer. Isn't that right? Isn't that how this all happened?
I did. You know, I was in a waiting room at a inpatient surgery center. Was there for about 3 hours, and gentleman across, you know, hey, how you doing? How you doing? What do you do? Oh, I'm a farmer. What do you do? Oh, you know, I tell him. And, of course, I'm going, farmer. Hey. And I opened up the conversation with, hey, you know, I heard something about wheat. Is it true that, you know, you guys, do you plant wheat? Yeah, I plant wheat. Is it true that the farmers spray their wheat with Roundup to kill it at the end of the harvest? And that's how it started. And it ended up about a 2.5-hour interview, because I'm just firing questions at this guy, and he's just, I mean,
what's he got to hide from, right? He's like, hey, somebody's interested in what I do. I'm usually out there with nobody, talking to nothing. This is pretty cool. He probably felt like he was being interviewed, right?
He was, and, you know, he wanted to vent, and see, I understood what he was talking about. So, you know, I could really see that, you know, this guy is frustrated as an American farmer, and he doesn't have anyone to talk to because people don't understand when he's talking about, you know, all these different agents and techniques. You know, I'm right there talking because I know what he's talking about. So the first thing that he answered on that weed, he said, no, we don't do that. He said, there was a time in one part of the country where they had a big disease epidemic, and to save the crop, they ended up spraying it to kill it so they could harvest it. He said, but wheat matures. He goes, I plant wheat. You know, it's I have a rotation crop, but wheat is what we plant.
Well, but just keep in mind that when I first talked about this 3 years ago, I actually have the pages from the Monsanto wheat farming guide for the use of the chemical.
No, I know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, somebody's doing it. He's not doing it. I get you. Yeah.
No, he did say they are. And again, we're going to talk about what they're doing. But so I started talking to him about, you know, the chemicals he uses, and he says, man, you know what? He said, us farmers, we don't even mess with that stuff anymore. He goes, there are people that you hire to now spray. And I said to him, I go, why do you spray? And he's like, I got to make a living. He goes, it is so hard to find, you know, non-GMO products. He goes, and, you know, you get one infestation of weeds or bugs. He goes, that's my livelihood for the whole year. He said, but I ain't messing with that stuff. He goes, I'd leave and come back in like 3 weeks. And I said, well, do you even know what they're doing? He goes, no, man. They don't even tell us farmers. He goes, you know, we know they're doing it. It's, we don't have any choices. And, you know, we kind of got into the whole organic thing and
right.
how that's kind of a big crock. But he said, I said, I mean, is there anything wacky going on in the crop? He goes, yeah, I'm going to tell you where this is getting out of hand. He goes, the potato farmers.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, they are killing those plants with Roundup. And I'm like, why?
Well, you know, Lisa actually did a segment on about Casual Friday about, I forget how many months ago, about the, not only do they put glyphosate on them, but they have something that's even more harmful. And they spray it right before they harvest them. And then it's so toxic, they have to put them in silos
yeah.
so that the air can't even get out from them while they're drying.
And here's the reason, because they're lazy. Because the green plants, you know, have a tendency to gum up their harvester. So if they kill the plant, it now becomes brittle, so they can just grind it all up. He goes, that's the only reason. He goes,
wait a minute, I never thought about this before. Wait a second, you just said something brilliant. So I just assumed farmers had to kill weeds because the weeds were parasitic and sapping off the plant's nutrition to grow. But this makes more sense. It gums up the harvester.
Yep, that's the whole reason. Now, there is something to the weeds. I mean, you know, when you have a lot of weeds, it does take nutrients and things out. And they're a pain. I mean, you know, because they grind all that stuff up together. But that's what they're doing in the potatoes.
Yeah, let's be honest, Jeff. These plots of land have been tilled to hell. They're going to have weeds, like, sporadically, like here and there. Those thrashers and stuff should be able to grind right through that.
They can. Well, and he looked me in the eye and he said, do you think that Roundup is not making it into potatoes? And he started laughing. And he goes, I don't eat no potatoes unless I grow them myself. And I said, man, I mean, it was a wide awakening. And then, you know, we kind of talked about just farming stuff, you know, rotation crops and, you know, peas and lentils and things.
I know peas are a special interest in yours because you're actually working with
yeah.
the state of Montana on developing more pea crops.
I actually just partnered up with this big farm group that works for the state, and I'm going to be announcing that later on what we're going to be doing. We're actually going to be planting some of our own test sites for pumpkins and peas and lentils. But that's kind of what goes on. You know, it's a common thing, and the poor farmer, you know, he or she doesn't really have a choice. Obviously, they have a choice, but they don't have a choice because the seeds are already coming modified, and, you know, the government isn't going to pay them. And they don't, he does, like this guy said, this is what I've done. I'm third generation. He goes, you know, one crop, that's what I live on for the year.
Yeah.
But that was just one part. I want to get on to the animal part. That was the most appalling thing I had ever heard, Carl. And you're probably not going to be shocked, but I was shocked. So this guy raises cows to sell. He's a good old boy. They go out in the field and they graze during the summer months.
Mm-hmm.
During the winter, he buys high quality alfalfa. Now he goes, you know, it's probably GMO.
It is. All alfalfa is GMO now. It's a sad
thing. He said, but, you know, we take care of these cows. I mean, but I sell them as calves. I don't give them any drugs, steroids, or anything. He goes, there is a main broker who buys all of my calves, and he buys a lot of calves throughout the country, and they go to the main butchering houses that sell to, you know, the Walmarts and the stores.
Right.
And he goes, do you know what they do to those cows? And I'm like, do tell. He said, they get those cows on anabolic steroids. I go, no, they don't. He goes, yes, they do. He goes, they immediately, he goes, they, you know, the more weight, the more it goes for. Right. He said,
and
so
the faster it grows, the faster your return on investment grows.
Then, when they get to the end, they're putting them on creatine because it makes that animal hold more water.
I'll be damned.
They will put on about 40 pounds to 50 pounds of water the last 2 weeks. So when they go to weigh out, they are ripping off the guy who's paying by the pound.
Oh, my God. They're using creatine monohydrate.
Yes. Because,
dude,
you know, it blows you.
When he said that, I bet your head was ready to blow off your neck when you were like, what?
I mean, I'm getting red. He's getting red. We're like shouting in there. I mean, I'm thinking people are probably thinking we're crazy. But, I mean, he's getting all, you know, jacked up telling me about this. And I'm getting jacked up listening and going, you've got to be kidding me. He goes, no. He goes, it's ridiculous. And I said, why do you sell the cows to the guy? And he goes, I got to make a living. He goes, I mean, I don't have, you know, I don't raise them to the end. You know,
yeah.
I only raise them
this
as
is,
calves.
A lot of cattle farmers do this.
Yeah.
I mean, all they do is breed and raise. And really, shortly after the calf is weaned, maybe the calf is eating real food, you know, dried food for 3 or 4 months, man. That they're selling it then. My friend Patrick Rogers, that's when he buys and processes the cow.
Yep. So I said to the guy, I said, hey, you know, so I got on to, hey, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of athletes that have said they've tested positive from drugs, from eating cattle. What do you think? He's like, the amount of stuff they give those cows, because he goes, it's a short period. You know, they want to get my little calf to market in the same year. He goes, yeah, that stuff is going to be in the food. He goes, you wonder why people are dying and cancer. He goes, I don't know anything about steroids, but I know they ain't good for you. I go, not what they're giving these animals and things. I said, because it's not controlled. He goes, oh, yeah, no, it's, you know, it's crazy.
So, Jeff, you know what they give cows, right? You know which anabolic steroid they give cows, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Trenbolone. They give them trenbolone acetate mixed with estradiol benzoate. And the estradiol increases water retention in the muscle. And the trenbolone is a powerful, powerful anabolic steroid. They give it to them in pellets. They shoot the pellets underneath the skin behind the ear.
I know. It's crazy. Now, I mean, boy, I don't know if you want to talk about the poultry before or after.
Well,
break,
I want to talk about the poultry after the break. We have to separate beef and chicken. We can't have them both in the same plate here, I think.
But, you know, it's really sad, because I know another big ranch here that grows, that raises cattle. And they do it right. Organic, real grass-fed. They don't feed them anything but what they graze on out there. They finish them at the end. There are no antibiotics. You know, everything is natural what they use. And it costs a little bit more, but they are selling just as much cattle as anybody else. So, you know, it can be done.
And not only it can be done, but here's what's missing. So back in the late 1800s, early 1900s, there were approximately 12,000 more family farms in the United States than there are today. Now, think about this for a second.
Right.
Those 12,000 family farms that disappeared off the face of the earth disappeared because of the conglomerating effects of factory farming techniques, which produce cheaper beef, cheaper chicken, and everything else. Well, what we need to do, and we are going to see it, and I'll probably be dead before it really starts to happen, but with the awareness of the importance of the quality of how an animal is raised, and that translating to health and the lack of disease in the humans that eat that protein, we are going to start to see these family farms popping up again. And the decentralization of the food chain must take place. There must be a renaissance. And it must take place in order for us to stop eating poison food.
We are going to kill ourselves as a nation if we don't do something. You know as well as I do, if you have a piece of beef that's from a grass-fed cow or a piece of beef that you buy in the supermarket beef doesn't have any flavor.
No.
I mean, it's terrible.
And the fat, it's got more of that hard wax-like fat. The fat on a grass-fed cow, first of all, they're much leaner, And that's part of the problem because you're not selling as much fat. But also, the fat usually has it's softer and it has a lot of, and if you look at it, it's got kind of an orange tint. And when you cook it, it does too because it's got a lot more beta carotene in it. It's got a lot more of the things that the cow extracts from the grass, and it's healthier fat for you.
Yeah. Well, we know that, you know, that cholesterol in there is what causes our bodies to produce testosterone.
Bingo.
I mean, without it, we don't live. So, you know, again, the cheating, besides the drugs and everything, I mean, the fact that they cheat to get a higher price for it, and then these guys, you know, when they go to slaughter, you know, some of the dishonest slaughter guys are passing that on to you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
They don't care. They don't care. Hey, if it weighs a creatine, Dr. J, that is mind-blowing. That's mind-blowing.
It's sneaky, man. It's I mean, beyond dishonest, you know. Now, I don't mind, a guy giving a cow creatine to grow, you know, but them doing it for 2 weeks to hold water.
Hold water. That's all it's about.
Ridiculous.
And really, the reality is you and I both know that's really creatinine that's making them hold water because it's such a high conversion of it. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break, and when we come back, let's talk about poultry. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Science for Humans.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Cana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
H to the Izzo. P to the Izzo.
Welcome back. The Science for Humans. A little bit later in the show, Dr. George Touliatos will join us all the way from Athens, Greece. I got to give a shout out to somebody that's been emailing me and telling me how much he loves Science for Humans. He's probably listening live. He's Tommy Duncan, a big fan of the show. I just want to thank him for the message a little while ago, and thanks for listening live. Dr. J, I'm afraid to ask about chicken. I really am.
Oh, this was probably the worst of all. Do you know that 6 weeks is all it takes from birth to grocery store? They are giving the chickens growth hormone.
Really?
Like, they are jacking up.
How are they giving it to them? How are they giving it to them? In their feed?
Yeah, they're putting it. They have some oral way that they are giving it to those chickens, and then they follow up when they're big enough with an injection. And in 6 weeks, those chickens are full grown, and they are off for slaughter.
So I don't know. I don't know that I feel bad about that, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah,
I've adopted this theory, and it actually comes from seafood, right? So the fish that live the shortest lifespans in the ocean are the best to eat because they don't gather as much of the impurities and crap that they're spending their lives in anymore, right? So there's certain types of salmon that live shorter lives and mature faster. Certain types of, like skipjack tuna is smaller and it doesn't live near as long as the big tunas do. So it has less mercury in it, blah, blah, blah. So I'm starting to think that if you can rush an animal to grow faster, that's not the worst thing in the world because then there's a lot less of exposure to potential other things. But at the same time, you got to wonder what that's doing to it that is not good that we're eating.
No. It's because, again, you know, they're in confined cages. And the food, everything is, the conditions are terrible.
Yeah.
And it's adding to the cost. I mean,
yeah,
you know, great, yeah, if you want to eat young birds, but, you know, to be jacking them up on a bunch of growth hormone, you know, that stuff is getting into the food.
That's for sure.
That's the problem. Then, so now they slaughter, and this is how they're now cheating us at the grocery store level. They soak those birds.
Mm-hmm.
They take on water.
Yep.
More weight. They freeze it. So you ever notice that when you, I don't know if I do, when you defrost a chicken or something, you got all this water? That
yeah.
ain't blood. That's water coming out. So, again, they're ripping us off at the scale by freezing water. They do it with chickens. Turkeys, they actually shoot water inside the cavity. So they're adding, you know, he said approximately 5 or 6 pounds on a bird, man.
Wow. So it says if you look at the cheaper chicken out there,
Yeah.
If you look at the label, it'll say on the label contains up to 15% retained retained fluid as, and then it lists a broth. So it'll say, you know, soy, celery, blah blah blah, and that you're pay- so basically when you buy, for every dollar you spend, 15 cents of it is being spent on water, not chicken.
And those birds taste so bad, that's why they're soaking them in chicken broth. Try to give it some flavor. I mean, and again, you know, when you take a bird and you try to mature it with growth hormone, it hasn't had time for the muscle, the meat, to mature. I mean, there's something about natural growth that causes not only agriculture but animal products to mature to, you know, what we're used to. But, yeah, I just thought that was disgusting, man, that, you know, they're going to cheat us by jacking that stuff up with 15% water. And, you know, some people listen going, who cares? And I always go, you know what, go to the gas pump and let it say, your gas is being cut with 15% water. What are you going to do? You wouldn't buy that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the bad thing is this is what the government is allowing. It's what in our stores. I mean, not everyone has the income or the availability to go find, you know, chickens or cows, you know, that are raised properly. I mean, some cities you can't find it, you know. I mean, out here in Montana, you know, we can find beef, but, you know, I'm trying to find chickens, you know, it's
right.
tough.
Right. I'm lucky here because there's the family farm that I buy my beef from and my eggs from, I also buy my chickens from. And their chickens are the best taste, at least every time we eat their chicken. We look at each other. We put nothing on their chicken. We don't marinate it. We just grill it. And we always look at each other and go, this chicken is so good. Like, it's the first time we've ever tasted it. It's that good.
Well, that's like the eggs that I'm getting. I mean, you don't even need to put salt and pepper on them. They are so flavorful. So I'm actually discussing with them about getting chickens, you know.
Jeff, could you talk? Yeah. We only have a few minutes left. Can you talk a little bit about your initiative out there? When I was there, you were meeting with pea farmers, and you're doing a lot in the way of AAP is taking a strong position in helping family farms in your area, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've connected with this big farm group that we've teamed up, and we're going to be they help farmers come up with better ways of growing their crops, less pesticides. And, you know, I'm working directly with a lot of pea farmers and lentil farmers, you know, again, helping them with how to get better crop production, how to use less sprays, you know, and helping them get more money for their crop. You know, now we're using it in some of our protein. We're fractionating and stuff here. But, you know, protein is a slow sale because people are used to milk, so I'm slowly easing it in. But pretty exciting, and you know, the farmers all here are really excited too.
So I want to say something for the audience. So
yeah.
pea protein, if you had to eat a vegan protein, pea protein is probably the protein you want to go to because it more emulates and it's more biodigestible than say soy protein. And so in an effort to bring a good product to market, Dr. J didn't just source pea protein from somebody. He created relationships with pea farmers right there in his backyard, and they're growing crops that will end up becoming AAP products. So what that ensures is from field to filled capsule, you know what I mean?
Yep.
AAP
well, we're even looking at maybe picking up our own farm. You know, there's quite a bit of farmland for sale, so we're even contemplating on growing our own stuff. So I'll keep you posted on that. And then tonight, Supplement Santa giveaway. This is it, the 12th. So anybody, make sure you come to my live Facebook broadcast at 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. That's 6 o'clock Pacific and 9 o'clock Eastern. And Supplement Santa is giving away a year supply of Crealkaline, a year supply of Carbolin, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
You know what you should add to this? You should add, so you should start having Supplement Santa do the live event from different locations.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, because I one night I watched, and I want to say you were probably home already in your home office. Does that sound
right?
Yeah,
I actually built a new studio now, so it's going to look much different tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, then keep. Well, I was going to say when you get bored of doing it in the studio, you should just start doing it on locations, out at farms. Bring it to a farm that you do business with, that you get beef from.
That's a good idea. I think I will, since you created the guy anyhow, man.
Yeah, let's get Santa to do live remote supplement Santa giveaways from interesting places around Billings, Montana. Get in touch with the convention and hospitality services. Tell them you want to do this, that you have all these fans, and let them set up venues for you.
Cool. And if anyone listening, if you have an idea, if you are following the giveaways, give me an idea of what you think should be given away. I'm open.
Yeah, there you go. All right, listen, cool. Dr. J, always great. Missed you last week.
Thank you. You too, man. Glad you're back.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
We're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to possibly one of the most interesting men in the world, Dr. George Tuliatos. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today. I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Alaskans agree that Sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So, most mornings I wake up to a video of some obscure street or building or event or grassy knoll passing by somewhere in Athens, Greece, because of my friend, Dr. George Touliatos. How you doing, George?
Hello, Carl. What's up?
Hey, you know, I've never asked you this. Do I pronounce your last name properly?
Yes, it's fine. The first time was kind of hard for you, but now it's fine.
It's Touliatos, right?
Yes, yes. How was it in Mexico?
Oh, man. Mexico is so... You know what? I could live in Mexico. I could live in Mexico.
Isn't it kind of backwards? And because Trump said that Mexico is full of rapists and thieves and...
No. Look, you know, that's all rhetoric. I mean, Mexico is full of good people, just like there's good people in the United States. I mean, that's not... There's no one population that has the monopoly on being good or evil. So that's for sure. No, but it was beautiful. Puerto Vallarta, we were on a private beach. You know,
you've been to Mexico, right?
What's that?
You've been again to Mexico.
Yes. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Are you wearing a headset microphone right now?
No, it's audio. It's.
But I mean, you're using the microphone that's in your computer, right?
Yes, yes.
Do you have a headset microphone? I'm just curious.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get you one because we're going to have you on the show again. So we'll get you one, okay? So you and I were talking online the other day, and you just went for a biological age assessment, correct? Well, first of all, before we do that, let's tell people who don't know who you are. Dr. George Touliatos is a very, very forward-thinking physician in Athens, Greece. He regularly appears on TV shows and radio shows as an expert when it comes to bodybuilding and anabolic steroid things. But he's getting older. He, like the rest of us, he's aging. And so age management is very, very important to him. And it's not all about his physique, and he's got an amazing physique. So you're starting to really pay more attention to the whole age management side of medicine, aren't you?
Yes, as prevention rules, you know, and prevention is the key to longevity, you know. So, I'm in this clinic, which has the monopoly in Greece, is the first clinic for age management, and with my supervisor, we examine people who wish to get into hormone replacement therapy, and they also have an evaluation about their aging process. So the assessment is based on oxidative stress, on glycosylation rate of proteins, and also some other evaluations like ultrasound of myocardium or X-ray of the thorax. And we also count the heavy metals that they accumulate into the system, and some other tests that bring out the alleged biological age.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the listeners probably realize that your audio just cleared up. My left hand is the producer of the show, and the producer just found some ways to improve the quality of the Skype call. So I want to first talk about heavy metals, quite frankly, because I don't think there's enough discussion about heavy metals. Heavy metals are introduced into our bodies by a variety of different methods in the environment. Obviously, food and beverages that we drink, but also things we come in contact with regularly. Did they do blood levels or did they do hair?
This is actually a scanning method. It's blood free. You know, it's scanning is something totally new. And what I found for a second time was my iodine was low, although the fact that I supplement with iodine from kelp, and also my chromium was low. So I also supplement with chromium picolinate 200 micrograms per day. And you know, chromium is one of the key elements in order insulin to be made. So people with low chromium chronically could have supposedly an insulin resistance.
Right. As well as magnesium and some other trace minerals. But, George, back up for a second. You said that they did a scan. What kind of scan is this?
Scanning. Yes, this is scanning. I mean, I don't know how the method is, if it's, accurate, but it's, there's no need for blood.
Well, okay, wait a minute. I got to back up. Understanding these molecules that we're talking about and their representation in tissue and in red blood cells is meaningful to the discussion about how these different molecules affect or may represent indications of aging. However, if they're just scanning you and like putting you in a machine, does your whole body go in a machine, George?
No, just on my forearm. They scan my forearm.
So they put a scanner up against your forearm and they can tell you the mineral concentration, trace mineral concentration, iron concentrations, and other things in blood and in tissue throughout your whole body by scanning your forearm?
Yeah, this is sound funny, you know?
Look, George, I love you, and you're a brilliant person. I've read your articles.
This is an expensive evaluation, you know. It costs about $100.
Yeah, but still, what good? Who cares if it's not accurate? What if I have a crystal ball and I tell you all these numbers? It's just as effective.
I also found that I'm high in mercury because of Solomon. And, you know, mercury, if it accumulates in the brain, then there's an issue. You know, it has to be removed.
George, I would ask you to go and get serum level tests to compare this to before you assume any of this is accurate. I'm going to tell you a story. A story that actually stopped Dr. David Zava from communicating with me many years ago. Dr. David Zava is the guy who started ZRT Labs. I had open communication with him because I had him on my show back in like 2006. Around that time, I went through a serious problem. I told people that I went through menopause, and I did. I was experimenting on myself with not only anabolics but also anti-estrogens, high levels of both. And I really messed myself up bad. I mean, I had tremors. I was a wreck. And so I was checking my testosterone levels, trying to get my testosterone levels to come back up. I was using HCG and I was using clomiphene citrate. And I could never get my testosterone levels to come back up over 400 nanograms total test.
Well, this is not for your age.
Wait, 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 wait. But hold on a second, because before I started doing all this stupid stuff, my testosterone level was in the 700s. So a year and a half later, 400, and then a year later from that, I waited a whole year before I finally got on HRT. It stayed in those 400s. I did some damage to the HPT axis. There's no doubt about it. But here's the problem, and this is why I say that I think you should reevaluate with another method of testing. So all the time I was using saliva tests for ZRT, getting sex hormone binding globulin and free testosterone, because they can't test total testosterone in saliva. But there's formulary. You know, if you know the SHBG and you know the free, then you can calculate the total. And I was using that all the time. And it didn't make sense to me because my free testosterone always came back so high. And I knew my total testosterone was low because I was seeing a hormone doctor that specializes in men's testicles only, okay, or the HPT axis, let's put it that way. And he's telling me, no, your testosterone's 400. I don't know how your free testosterone, we're testing your free testosterone, it's 5, and they're telling you it's 84. So I asked Dr. Zava, and just then Dr. Zava introduced the blood spot test, and I did a comparative total and free blood spot test along with saliva, and they gave me conflicting results. And I reached out to Dr. Zava and I said, which one is right? And he stopped replying to my emails.
So you assume he was a scam?
No, I'm saying to you that
you cannot take one test definitively. You have to have two different methods of testing.
You have a point here because, I mean, hypothetically, if my chromium is low, then should my glycerin hemoglobin should be high.
Yes, and your blood sugar should also be impaired, and I'm sure that you have good blood sugar.
Actually, my glycosylation rate is low, and my HgA1c is 5.2, and sometimes it's 4.9.
Yeah, so you have model blood sugar. I don't believe it. I don't believe that test. I don't believe that test. I'm sorry.
Anyway, my oxidative stress was measured low, and this is something I was expecting from the diet. You know, also I don't smoke, I don't drink.
Right.
I don't expose to sunlight or to other stuff. And what else? Yes, my proteins, generally, they're not glycosylated, which is something also... logic as a result of the dieting and the lifestyle, you know.
Right. What about hormone levels? I know that you follow your own HR, your own hormones. You had some issues.
My protocol, you know, it's every other day, and this is because testosterone, when it's applied in tiny doses frequently, it does not fluctuate. And it's, you know, it's stabilizing to the serum. Therefore, estradiol and DHT do not spike. And I always had issues with, you know, my nipple, my estrogens. I had soreness. And also my DHT one was going sky high. And then my hematocrit and my hemoglobin were elevating.
Right.
And also, I feel much better now. It's about stabilized 700, 800. And I use 25 milligrams every other day of testosterone enanthate, which is similar to spionate.
So wait a minute. So I want to talk about your protocol. I like this. This is very, very interesting to me. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, okay?
Yeah.
And when we come back, let's talk about Dr. George Tuliatos' personal protocol. This could be enlightening for the rest of us. Stay tuned.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now. Now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. George Touliatos. If you're in Greece, how do people get in touch with you, George? I know you write a lot of articles with different websites and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How can people get in touch with you if they want to reach out to you? On your Facebook page?
Yes, they can reach me through my website, www.gtoul.com.
And Tool is T-O-U-L, G-T-O-U-L.com.
Right. Yes, this is my personal website. It's also translated in English, some parts of it. And by May, the new Anabolics 11th edition will be published, and it's my honor to be a medical contributor of this book.
Excellent, excellent. So let's talk about your protocol. So you're using, did you say testosterone enanthate or cypionate?
Enanthate, because enanthate is available in...
Europe, right.
Resembles cypionate, it's almost the same kind of...
It's a faster ester, so it produces slightly less estrogen. It produces slightly less estrogen than the cypionate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So, initially, in the beginning of 2015, when I started my TRT, I used to shoot... as I told you the other time we were talking, once a week. But this was not good for me due to spike. I used to shoot 125 milligrams, I mean half of 250.
Right.
And it caused, you know, fluctuations, and my hematocrit went up, also my E2 beta estradiol. And it was not steady. After I studied the book of Nelson Berger, Jay Camber, and Dr. John Chrysler.
Right.
And I evaluated that when you use it more frequently in tiny amounts, then there are no fluctuations, so there is steady hormonal environment.
Well, you can actually just do twice a week and have that same thing, because the way the enanthate and cypionate esters release, you get 50% of the dose releases within the first 3 days, and then it tapers down over the course of 18 days. So really, if you were to shoot every third or fourth day, you could, your total dose, obviously combined,
You could also avoid the spikes that produce DHT and estrogen and all that sort of stuff too. So that, but I like the idea of every other day dosing, because I have a feeling you're going to tell me that you're doing this subcutaneously and not intramuscularly.
I used to start with subcutaneously, and then I switched to intramuscular into the deltoid muscle with an insulin syringe. It gets rapidly into the system when you do it intramuscular. But I also use HCG the same day, every other day.
125 IUs?
Yeah, 100 or 150.
Okay.
I also use a 25 AMPM DHEA and 1 milligram of anastrozole once a week, or occasionally when I have some trouble with my estrogens. I try to avoid it, you know, generally.
Right.
But I do not use it less often than once a week, 1 milligram.
Have you ever had your inflammatory markers checked through blood?
Yeah, CRP is low. I mean, it's...
How are your CRPs and how are your homocysteine levels?
My homocysteine has dropped to 7. When I used to be on year, was 11, 12.
Okay.
So then I use the intramuscular injections of B12, cobalamin,
right,
with folate and betaine also, TMG.
Uh-huh.
And after 1 month, it dropped from 11.5 to 7.5. So I believe the androgenic anabolic steroids are a key factor in order to elevate your homocysteine. I read also an article that they say that telomerase activity is higher when homocysteine is down.
Right.
So it's
inflammation reduces telomere length. So when homocysteine is down and inflammation is down, telomeres don't shorten. But here's the other interesting thing, and the reason I was asking you this. You're relatively lean. I am surprised that you seem to be a high aromatizer, which is what I would classify you at.
It's a matter of receptors, I believe.
No. I have a different opinion. Just hear me out. So people, we know that people who carry a lot of body fat, they'll convert a lot of testosterone to estradiol. But when you see a lean person who says, you know, at relatively low doses, 200 milligrams a week of testosterone, 250, even 300, oh, you know, I'm having some E2 problems, I immediately go to inflammation. Do you know why?
You mean in the liver?
No. Because cyclooxygenase is the precursor enzyme to aromatase in the P450 cascade. So if you have high inflammation and your body's producing a lot of cyclooxygenase, that it's also going to have the ability to, and most likely, produce a lot more aromatase even without an increase in subcutaneous fat. So if you're a lean person and you're a high aromatizer, you shouldn't be. You need to look at getting your inflammation. You probably have some level of chronic inflammation. You need to get that in check.
Listen, as far as I know, cyclooxygenase takes part in prostaglandins, right?
Say that again?
Cyclooxygenase takes part in prostaglandin cytokines.
Yes, yes.
So all the non-steroidal inflammatory drugs like aspirin, salicylic acid, they inhibit prostaglandins and cyclooxygenase. So you believe that if I use a daily aspirin, 80 milligrams...
So this is the other problem with when we talk about inflammation. So people talk about chronic inflammation, and it's like talking about one page of a book without talking about all the other pages of the book that make up the story. So when we talk about inflammation, and this always happens with us humans, because we just want to know what, well, just tell me the one thing. There are a variety of pathways and a variety of types of chronic inflammatory responses in the body that can be elevated. So taking aspirin may quench 3 of them. Taking curcumin may quench 5 of them. Taking ginger may quench another 7 of them. You have to do a lot more than just add aspirin. More importantly, you need to look at what's causing inflammation in your body. What are you doing? Because it's a lot easier to eliminate the pro-inflammatory events and foods in your life.
Insulin induces inflammation, right?
Insulin is a what?
Induces inflammation.
I don't know the answer to that question. I can't say yes or no. I do know that growth hormones...
Because it leads to obesity and metabolic syndrome.
Okay.
So these are chronic inflammatory diseases.
But so there's a lot of discussion out there right now, a chicken and egg relationship between inflammation and type 2 diabetes mellitus. And that is, some people believe the inflammation causes the type 2 diabetes mellitus, and other people think it's a byproduct of the type 2 diabetes. They definitely are very closely related. Which one causes which, I don't know. But I can tell you that the things that suppress whole body inflammation, the only way to do it right is to eliminate the things that are pro-inflammatory. If you're eating grains, I would say get them out of your diet completely. If you're eating lots of beans, I would say limit the amount of beans that you eat, because there are several lectins in legumes that have been linked to inflammation of the intima, the lining of the artery. Dr. Lauren Cordain did that, a study on peanut lectins back in 2007, 2008, and he showed that peanut lectins themselves inflame the artery walls. It goes right there and does that.
Hey, peanuts, you mean? Peanuts. You said peanuts?
Yeah, peanuts. And peanuts are legumes. They're not nuts. Peanuts are legumes.
Yeah, peanuts contain arachidonic acid, which is inflammatory omega 6, right?
Yes. I want to talk about that. Now that you said that, I want to get your opinion of arachidonic acid. Okay.
What about grains? You said to cut down oatmeal in the morning.
Well, a little oatmeal isn't the worst thing in the world, but I would remove all bread, pasta, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, all wheat from the diet. I really would. And a lot of people go, "Oh, Carl, you know." No, dude, man. If you have chronic inflammation, if you're lean and you're aromatizing testosterone and you check your chronic inflammatory markers and they have a tendency to go up, I would absolutely look at removing all inflammatory insults from the diet, everything, and then figure out where you can go from there. George, I want to take a break. I want to come back and talk about arachidonic acid. Stay tuned. I love this kind of stuff where we just banter. Hope you're enjoying it too.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes, because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I feel good. Laying in the sun does that for me. We're talking with Dr. George Tuliatos, who lives in the city of Athens, Greece. Some feel Greece is the womb of modern culture. Clearly, strength has been a very important thing to the Grecian people, the Greek people. We have Milo and the mythologies of strength that come from Greek mythology. And carrying on in that vein is Dr. George Tuliatos, who's extremely handsome, extremely muscular, and he's a physician. So, George, this... discussion we were just having about the enzymes and inflammation and stuff like that. You said something, and I wanted to go to break, and I didn't make a note. I apologize for that. You want to recap?
Yeah, inflammation and the aromatization, you said, eh?
Yeah. I mean, chronic inflammation is definitely can lead to aromatization. There's no doubt about it. The linkage is there. It doesn't have to be. You don't need a million studies to prove it. And whether or not people who have diabetes get chronic inflammation or the chronic inflammation starts first, the right way to handle this is to remove a lot of the foods like grains and stuff like that from the diet, the things that we know, and eat more salmon. Here you're telling me you have high mercury. I don't believe it. Not from something that just looked at a patch of skin, you know, 3 inches by 3 inches on your arm.
And you know what? What I was told that you shouldn't use omega-3 fatty acids from supplement. You should use krill oil, which is from shrimps.
No. You should eat salmon. Eat salmon. Don't be afraid of salmon because of mercury, because there's only two fish in the ocean.
And we have to buy now expensive wild Alaska salmon, which costs about $100 per 1 pound.
I have a sponsor. I'm going to introduce you to our sponsor, the owner, Randy Hartnell. I'm going to tell him that you're a friend of the show. I'm going to email the two of you. I'm going to tell him that you live in Greece and that you want to stop getting salmon from them.
But swordfish contains mercury, right?
Well, so there are two fish that have the highest. One is hammerhead shark and the other one is tilefish. The third one is swordfish. So the magic is not how much mercury, but how much selenium. Because the selenium bonds to mercury and allows the liver to methylate it and get it out of the system. The only three fish.
It's antioxidant, you know, yeah.
Yeah, well, but I mean, from the only three fish that have more mercury than selenium is hammerhead shark, tilefish, and swordfish. So that's, but salmon is good. And some salmon that we just talked about this a minute ago, the smaller breeds of salmon are better to eat because they don't live as long. They don't accumulate as much bio debris. Same thing with tuna.
Cold water salmon contains more omega-3 because it's more fat. You know, it's when the fish is in cold water, then it's a homeostasis and makes fat more, you know.
Actually, we just talked about this. You should go back and listen to the show. It's fascinating. Randy Hartnell just talked about this from Vital Choice. They actually catch the salmon when it's heading back to fresh water, but still in the salt water, because that is when they are at their healthiest and fattest. And depending on where they were born, the further they have to swim to get back home to breed, the more fat they have, the more omega-3s, the more astaxanthin, the more fat they have in their flesh, because they've eaten more for the longer journey. And that's why salmon from the Copper River is so desirable, because they have to swim literally like 200 miles to get back. So those fish are the biggest, strongest, and fattest. And they catch them right in the salt water before they head into the fresh water. There's something else we didn't talk about when we talked to Randy Hartnell, but it's when they get into the fresh water that the potential for parasites goes up dramatically.
So yeah, I heard some rumors that some salmons that are they develop in a closed environment. I don't know how to say this word.
In a farm. They farm them. Yeah.
They feed them with omega 6. Can you believe this?
No, but they feed them stuff that looks like dog food. See, the reason that salmon have so much omega 6 is they eat plankton. They eat microscopic living green creatures. And this is where they get all their omega-3s and astaxanthin from. And they're not eating pellets. They're not eating, at this point in time, they're eating fish from time to time, but they're really living on plankton. And so what they do in the fish farms is artificial. And it's already been shown that salmon grown in fish farms do not have desirable omega-3 to omega-6 ratios. Now that I want to get back into the question, I just remember what I wanted to ask you. What's your opinion of arachidonic acid as a supplement to build muscle when acid is associated with lots of bad outcomes and inflammatory responses?
It triggers inflammation, and we get advantage of this for muscle inflammation, actually. And hypothetically, if you OD arachidonic acid, then you could trigger other autoimmune inflammatory diseases. Hypothetically now.
Right.
But if you use also too much of omega-3, DHA and EPA, or aspirin, then you suppress muscle inflammation and the recovery process and then the rebuild process. So there has to be the
balance.
The accurate balance and ratio between omega-3 and omega-6. And actually, this X Factor product from Molecular Nutrition contains also omega-3, but there's all in proper amounts, you know.
Right. And do you feel that delivering arachidonic acid either before or after the workout, there's a window of opportunity for it to do good things instead of bad things?
You have to feel more sore, you know, after.
You are more sore, huh?
Yes. But you have to use it, you know, I mean, 4 weeks at least, in order to make some levels into the system.
So it sounds like you're a believer of leveraging arachidonic acid around the workout to improve the workout.
In case you don't use steroids, okay, this is part of off-cycle therapy.
I may have to give that product a try, X-Factor.
It's not X-Factor. Also, Universal Nutrition has the another supplement which contains arachidonic acid. It's called Animal Test, I think, and it's part of the PCT program. But X-Factor, yes. I gave it a try 3 years ago, and I mean, you should try it in order to have an experience and opinion.
What is the
What is it like in Greece these days with hormone replacement therapy? Is that becoming a mainstream medical category, or is it slow to catch on?
Not really. Not yet. It's kind of a taboo, and they're not that educated. And I'm trying with my supervisor, Dr. Papp, to wake up men in their 40s. And actually, when I'm in my office, I 90% of retired bodybuilders have issues with hypothalamic pituitary testicular axis, and they have mainly secondary hypogonadism.
Right.
Now, some of them have primary, but primary, I give them a chance with a post-cycle therapy and HCG plus clomiphene and tamoxifen in order to wake up and shock their cycle. And if this does not respond, then we have to go through TRT, which I told them that this is a decision for life. You know, you can't stop it. But improve your living and your quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
So people are not so educated about it, and, they know more than menopause. But as I told you the other time, they have this kind of hormonophobia. They even ask if DHEA is bad for your prostate. And explain him that prostate has to be estrogen over androgen.
Right.
Did you ever
listen to that show I sent you where I interviewed that doctor, Dr. Denmead?
Treating prostate cancer with testosterone?
Yeah.
sounds outrageous, eh?
But it works. And he's doing a larger trial now. And it makes sense, too.
Eventually, I believe, testosterone does not lead to cancer, but
no,
cancer is a contradiction for TRT, right?
Cancer is contraindication for TRT?
Yeah, in case you have prostate cancer, you can't go through TRT.
I don't agree with that. I think there's some cancers that probably, prostate cancer, they usually do androgen deprivation therapy. It doesn't work, and it actually, these poor men are chemically castrated, and they die of other diseases that are brought upon by this aggressive and
5-A reductase inhibitors, right?
What's that?
The 5-A reductase inhibitors.
Yeah. I mean, androgen deprivation therapy is horrible, and it doesn't work. These men have raging PSAs. They stay on androgen deprivation therapy for 10 years. Then they die of heart disease or some other malfunction that the low testosterone brought about. It's sad. So, no, we had a Rutgers University scientist on in 2007 who wrote a position paper for the American Cancer journal, and he said androgens don't cause prostate cancer. They don't.
What about benign prostatic hypertrophy and PSA elevation?
But look, George, you know, in science there are things that are corollary that look like they're causative, right?
Mm.
Right. It can't be. It's not that, and that you don't have a guy like Dr. Denmead take 30 patients and reverse the sizes of their tumors by giving them testosterone in a specific protocol. You don't get that if testosterone, because that's like saying, I got a fire and I'm going to throw gasoline on it a certain way. No, it's going to blow up, because gasoline's going to blow up no matter how you throw it on there. So if it was really testosterone, that study never happened. In fact, what happens is these men's prostate tumors grow. No, they didn't. They disappeared.
I remember once I read an article of Patrick Arnold, this brilliant chemist, who wrote reducing DHT by using DHT. And yes, it was really interesting, yeah.
What else do we want to talk about, George? Then I'm going to pull the plug on the interview here shortly. What? Anything exciting going on in Greece right now in the area? By the way, aren't anabolic steroids legal to get at the pharmacy in Greece without a prescription?
No, nandrolone is not. We have nandrolone 50 milligrams. This requires prescription. But who uses 50 milligrams, just for a joint lubrication?
Yeah.
Testosterone, yes, available. And clomiphene, tamoxifen, glucophage, HCG.
They are available without a prescription, or you can get a prescription?
Yes, all of them. In case you come in the summer, I'll take you a tour to the drugstores, and we go and buy. Don't worry about it.
And actually, the word apothecary is a Greek word, is it not?
What?
The word apothecary.
Yeah, this is apothecary. It means a store, yes.
Yeah, the medicine store, right. That's a Greek word.
Yeah. Also, in Mexico, rules are really loose, huh?
Oh, my God. We walked off the street to buy a couple bottles of water, and there was a little counter, and it said Pharmacia. And on the board, it said Decadurabilin, it said Sustanon, Testosterona D. I mean, it was right there for sale.
Yeah, there was a video with De Palumbo in Tijuana, and he gets anything he wants without prescription.
But here's the thing. I have very, very good advice for many, many people who've gone there and spent money. A lot of the stuff you get in those pharmacies,
are those drugs legit?
What's that?
Are those drugs legit?
That's the point. A lot of the stuff you get in those little pharmacies, they're not legit. They're either severely underdosed or there's nothing in them at all. You get ripped off.
But how? I mean, they're supposed to be given by
No, the box is a counterfeit. They don't have the controls there. The box is a counterfeit.
Oh, shit.
I know a guy who confided in me that he went there and he spent $2,000 and came back and he got ripped off. He was using this stuff. It wasn't working. He sent one off to a lab. They said it's nothing. They said it's just soybean oil and that's it.
Shit. Yeah.
So, you know, you can make bottles for of that stuff with labels and counterfeiting and all that stuff for maybe like 60 cents, 70 cents. And you're charging, you know, $70, $80, $90 a bottle. I mean, that's real profit right there, you know?
200 milligrams of testosterone, they cost $3 here.
How much? Three?
$3. And the new price is six now. The Nibiru costs $100. It's expensive, but you can take it with a reduced price of a quarter of it. I mean, 25 in case you get a subscription from the endocrinologist.
And that's a once every 6 month shot, right?
Not 6 months, 3 months. But in case I use it, I'm going to use it also every other day. So it's about 80 days, 3 months, yes.
So I tried a blend last year. It was a proprietary blend. It was testosterone undecoenate, which is Nibiru.
Yes.
It was 200 milligrams of that, 100 milligrams of 50 milligrams of testosterone enthanate, 50 milligrams of testosterone cypionate, some small amount of propionate, and some small amount of isocaprate. It was 400 milligrams. 400 milligrams.
Right?
What's that?
This resembles Sustanon.
Well, no, Sustanon is just three or four. This was like five, including the testosterone undecoenate. But I didn't like it. I didn't like it because the release was too unpredictable, too long term. I did blood work on it, and I didn't like the way my blood work wasn't going up like it was supposed to, because it was that undecoenate is too long of a
60%.
Yeah,
I mean, and the propionate gets rapidly into the system. It's about 80%.
Isocaprate too. That's another one that releases very fast.
Yeah, so you have this kick, but then it leaves the system very slow.
Yes, I didn't like it. I had a peak. And then a few days later, I was down low, and then it was slowly coming up, and it was like, you know what? And I just went back to old-fashioned cypionate. But anyway.
Yes, it's available in 200 milligrams per ml, right?
Yes, 250.
Yeah.
Anyway, plug your website again, George.
It's www.gtool.com.
And thank you for thinking of me and sending me the beautiful videos of Athens. I feel like I know more about the city now, thanks to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you again soon, okay, George?
Okay, Carl.
All right, bye.
Have a great day, bye-bye.
All right, so there you have it. That's the end of today's show. I got nothing else to talk about. Tomorrow's Thursday.
I know we have a really good show planned for tomorrow. I just don't know what it is. So you'll have to tune in to find out. We'll see you tomorrow, and thank you for listening today.